Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman accidentally swapped her rental car for another man's car in the Cornwall Walmart parking lot, unaware of the error until 2 weeks later when she returned the Infiniti to the car rental firm, only to be told that it was the wrong vehicle.
Wow.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. How would you not know?
Listen
sooner.
The amusing anecdote has the police reminding drivers not to leave electronic key fobs sitting in their unattended vehicles. In a Facebook post, they recount how the woman rented a black Nissan Sentra, but hopped into the unlocked, ready-to-start Infiniti after shopping at the local store. She drove away, leaving the Nissan behind and going about her life with her rental car for 2 weeks in June. And upon returning to the company, she complained about the vehicle's unkempt interior, including the golf clubs inside.
How does she start a car without the fob?
No, the fob was left in the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the slightly...
Well, that's a dumb move.
The slightly confused manager looked at the Infiniti keys and informed her it wasn't the car that she had rented.
And by the way, I did not appreciate the kid in the back seat.
They retraced her path back to the Walmart where the Sentra was found in the spot where the embarrassed woman had parked it.
Oh, man.
They contacted the police, which confirmed the Infiniti was listed as stolen, as reported by the owner.
How do you leave an Infiniti? Infiniti with the fob in the car?
Well, how do you mistake a Sentra for an Infiniti?
Listen,
do they look similar?
I don't know. It's a rental car. It was the same color. And
yeah.
She just walked out and she got in the wrong one. He was reunited with his vehicle in a happy and funny conclusion to the almost unbelievable switcheroo that took place.
My golf clubs.
Yeah.
I missed you so much.
I've accidentally gotten in the wrong car before.
Have you?
Yeah. And I'm like, why won't this start?
You and Matt Cord have, I think he has the same color car as you.
I think we used to. I don't know if he still does or not.
You and Kathy did for a while.
Yeah. I think we did.
We had white.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I have gotten in the wrong car, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, that's not my stuff.
This is not my beautiful wife.
It's very weird.
My brother accidentally got into the back seat of his car one time, which I just think is so funny because, you know, he had hands full, whatever, opens the back seat, puts everything down.
And then he sits down
he looks
in
like,
it.
And there's a seat in front of him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Police in Des Moines, Iowa, were alerted to a reckless driver on July 9th. They spotted the car zigzagging down a street and turned on their lights when they were following it. But the car only stopped after a minor crash into a curb. Well, police wanted to see what was up. So when they approached the driver, they discovered actually it was a 10-year-old boy and his 7-year-old brother riding shotgun.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that the boys were apparently just out on a joyride and that the kids won't be referred to juvenile authorities over the incident.
Something tells me that wasn't the first time they've done that.
10 years old and a 7-year old going for a joyride. Wow. Apparently, seagulls are getting drunk in Britain. Animal rescuers say that they have gotten an uptick in calls that to come rescue drunk birds that apparently got a hold of some brewery waste. RSPCA officers say that they have responded to more than a dozen calls in recent weeks about gulls stumbling around and eventually vomiting before recovering.
That's great.
Rescuers say that the birds stink of alcohol when they pick them up. And a veterinarian says most of the intoxicated gulls were collected on Devon, but some were also spotted in Dorset. The RSPCA is urging breweries and other alcohol producers to make sure that their waste isn't being left where wild animals can get
to it. How would you, besides the vomiting, how would you know a seagull was drunk?
Yeah,
they fly erratically to begin with. They eat a lot.
Who knows? Authorities arrested an Athens man after police say he attempted to pull a gun from its holster during a church service on Sunday. Deputies say it happened while Thomas Zeblun Luter, was speaking at the pulpit during a service at O'Neill Church of Christ. He's charged with making terrorist threats. Luter had approached the pulpit during the service and began to speak about his pending divorce, calling out his wife and father-in-law who were present at the service.
There you are right there.
congregants approached the pulpit and tried to convince him to stop talking and sit down, but he refused, and that's when deputies say that Luther attempted to grab his handgun.
Wow.
Deputies say congregants tackled and restrained him. In effect, a retired sheriff's deputy was present. He assisted and handcuffed Luther while they waited for deputies to arrive. So that could have gotten real bad.
Absolutely.
Authorities took Luther to the hospital for evaluation before booking him into the county jail. Backtracking a little bit, reports are still coming in of different fireworks issues over the 4th of July holiday.
We're going to have them for a few weeks.
Fireworks triggered a car explosion. Whoa. This is in Dayton on the 4th of July evening that critically injured a man who was pulled from the burning car and caused minor injuries to several people outside. Keyshawn Rivers remains in critical condition at Miami Valley Hospital. Police detectives continue to investigate the incident, saying that they are awaiting the results of lab analysis for confirmation the explosion was caused by fireworks. But a lot of people are saying that's what it was.
He was transporting the fireworks and they went off?
Yeah, I don't know exactly the scenario, but Thomas Maddox was one of several people who pulled the man from the burning car. He was grilling when fireworks inside the vehicle exploded. He said, I saw a young man in a car. I saw a life in that car, and I helped to get that life out of that car because that car was catching on fire. He said, I pray that he's okay, and I pray that everyone who was injured was okay. The explosion sounded more like a bomb going off than fireworks. A skylight on the vehicle flew off in the explosion, striking Maddox's vehicle, which actually, it set off the airbags.
That's how hard it hit
of a different vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah, and knocked off the rearview mirror of this guy's car. That's how big the explosion was. Maddox didn't know the victim, but other people at the party were friends with him. He said the incident was a terrible accident.
Wow. All right, so will airbags go off on a car that is not started? Like, how about you're in your car about to get going, and somebody hits you at a pretty decent clip?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know if they engage when you're sitting in a stopped car. You're looking at your phone or whatever. You pull over to the side. You turn your car off, and you get rear-ended. Will the airbags go off?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Don't know. Nick's going to look that up for you. One last story. A self-styled traditional healer in Nigeria has died after one of his clients tested his bulletproof charms on him.
Oh, boy.
Chinaka Adozue.
I want to see if these work.
Was killed after instructing the man to shoot him as he was wearing the charms around his neck.
They don't work.
The police say the client has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Charms are popular in Nigeria, where traditional healers are consulted for cures for various ailments.
Always after me, bulletproof charms.
But there have been several reports of people being killed after testing bulletproof charms and medicines. A young man had gone to the healer to prepare bulletproof charms for him, which the native doctor did. And they said to prove the effectiveness of the new charms, he positioned and handed over a gun to his customer, and tragedy struck.
There you go. Let's cross that one off. Let's try the next one.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
A concerned expert and a grieving family member have raised concerns over polar bear tours after a father was killed while protecting his children. A guy named Aaron Gibbons was killed by a polar bear outside of the hamlet of Arviat. This is in Canada.
Okay.
Gibbons' uncle Gordy said that his nephew protected his girls by telling them to run to a nearby boat while he put himself between them and the bear.
Wow.
He saved their lives.
What kind of tour is this?
Well, this wasn't a tour, but what they're saying are that polar bear tours in this area are bringing the bears in closer to people.
Are they baiting them to come into the area?
I'm not sure, but
because there are polar bear like paths that they will follow seasonally, right. And sometimes the tours go along that area.
They're saying that they're getting people too close to them, and
they're getting too comfortable.
They're getting too comfortable. So this guy saved his kids' lives, Gibbons was out with his children for a walk at the time, and some other families were with him. When they were on the island walking around, a bear surprised them. The bear had started to stalk the children.
Oh, boy.
Because bears will do that. The children made it to the boat and made a panic call back home on the CB radio that was there, and they were explaining what was happening. The girls were unharmed, but of course they were crying over the radio. Medical professionals arrived on the scene and pronounced Gibbons dead. They had to put the bear down immediately. The bear was still there, but just a messed up story. So.
They're magnificent. They're beautiful. They look wonderful, but they are deadly.
Oh, my God, yes. You see them in the zoo and they're swimming and stuff like that.
They're
look at
adorable. Yes.
Yeah. Playing with the ball.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you ever, you know, they're huge.
They're just massive. They're the largest bears,
yes,
right?
They yeah. are, right? The Kodiak okay. is the second largest.
Man. All right. A different story out of Canada. A little less intense than that one. Police say that a man in Ontario whose Uber Eats McDonald's order turned out to be an unhappy meal on Canada Day called 911 to report an allegedly cold burger and fries. Police say the irate man decided to take his complaint to the nearby McDonald's location where the order originated, and a dispute then erupted over who was to blame. The restaurant.
What the f- is this?
Yeah, that's, he walked up to the counter and he said,
"What the f- is this?"
What
the f- is that?
A dis- they had-
what the f- is this?
So the f-
is that?
When he
what
first
the
says
f-
this, Steve, he's holding it in his hand.
Throws it on the
and
counter.
And he throws it on the counter.
What the f- is that?
Yeah. So who is at fault? The restaurant staff or the driver of the Uber Eats delivery service?
This guy has a flag up his ass.
Yeah. A police spokesperson said he was extremely upset.
Of course he was.
There was a communication between the
officers. It's not like you can heat it up at home.
Between the officers and the individual, they brought him to an understanding that it wasn't a police matter. And they added that the fast food fracas serves as a reminder to the public that 911 is for emergencies and not
what
a means
f- is this?
To lodge meal-related complaints. No charges were brought against the man, but improper use of 911 could result in charges of public mischief. Baby raccoons.
Adorable.
They are adorable. But you should never handle one or bring one home, not even if it appears to have been abandoned by its mother.
I was feeding a bag of them to a polar bear.
A aww. Colorado woman learned that lesson the hard way. She found out she found what she thought was an orphaned raccoon on her property north of Denver, and she brought it into her house. Soon, her friends found out, and suddenly everybody wanted to see the cute little raccoon baby. Eventually, 20 friends dropped over to gawk at the critter. Unfortunately, the raccoon tested positive for rabies on Monday.
Aww.
And now the woman and all 20 of her friends must get post-exposure prophylaxis against the disease, which left left untreated can be fatal.
Well, then the raccoon had to be put down, correct?
I don't know. I would imagine. Yeah, it had rabies. It's eventually going to kill it, I would think. Typically, rabies is passed from animals to humans through bites, but it is possible to contract it if the animal's saliva touches a wound or even a small scratch on a person.
You know, it's funny. The neighbors are less likely to come over when you have a rabid raccoon in your house.
Yeah, none of the 21 people exposed has come down with the disease yet. A vaccination is very effective in treating rabies if the vaccine is administered before the symptoms appear. So the County Department of Public Health and Environment learned about the case from an animal shelter the woman had contacted in the hope that it could take the animal. The shelter declined, and they called the public health department, which in turn asked the woman if they could test it for rabies, which it was positive for.
I was told a family story about raccoons the other day that I'd never heard before, and I will share it with you guys at some point. I don't know when the appropriate time for that is, but if and when we talk about raccoons down the road.
Can you jot it down? Because
yeah.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, okay.
You have some good animal stories.
Yeah.
A woman walked into her residence Friday morning and found a man in bed with a hatchet and his pants down and his hands on his penis.
Everything's right.
Michael Robert McLean was arrested on suspicion of aggravated burglary. Officers were called on a report of a burglary. An investigation revealed the man entered the house and was lying in bed with his pants down with his genitals in his right hand and a hatchet in his left.
Come here.
The woman, he actually was asleep, believe it or not.
Was he?
Yeah. The woman called for her husband to get the man out of the house. The homeowner then attempted to wake up the man.
A hand on my penis.
To get him out of the house. And because he was in fear for his life, the homeowner struck the man in the head with his handgun and a fight began.
Yeah, handgun beats the hatchet.
They found the defendant, he fought the defendant out of the bedroom, through the kitchen, and outside the house. The homeowner chased McLean out of the house, and when McLean took an offensive stance and came at the homeowner, he fired one shot into the ground. The suspect fled behind a rear detached garage and came back toward the residence. The homeowner then fired another shot into the ground, and the man ran away at this point. Police found McLean on the sidewalk, bleeding from the head. McLean was treated at a local hospital and then booked into jail on charges.
So he climbed into the house and passed out.
I guess so. With a hatchet in one hand.
With a hatchet and his penis in the other.
And his penis in the other. And that's how it worked out. All right, and then we have time for one more story. Let's see. A court in Egypt sentenced a Lebanese tourist to 8 years in prison on Saturday for posting a video on Facebook that was critical of the country.
Hmm.
Mona El Masbo was at the airport in Cairo as she was set to leave Egypt at the end of her stay last month when she was arrested over a 10-minute video that went viral in which she complained about sexual harassment by taxi drivers and men in the street, poor restaurant service, and money being stolen from her, calling Egypt a, quote, son-of-a-bitch country.
And so they figured the best way to fight those accusations was to throw her in jail for 8 years.
For 8 years. The 24-year-old was found guilty of deliberately spreading false rumors that would harm society, attacking religion, and public indecency. An appeals court will hear the case later this month.
Mm.
What a progressive society over there.
It's just wonderful.
All right, and there you go. That's what we have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.